Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlicker here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. And welcome. I'm here with Arena, of course.
Hello.
And gosh, you know, these are kind of the doldrum weeks of the year. It's August, and this is when I get a lot of guest hosting gigs. I guest hosted for Hugh Hewitt last week. I guest hosted for Joe Piscopo. Gosh, I think I've done that three times in the last 2 weeks because those guys are all off doing stuff, off vacationing. So it's me. And I,
it's Kurt.
So it's Kurt. And I'm like, so what's in the news? Well, now we do have the Trump thing happening. Trump has had a summit. And of course, he doesn't do summits the way other people do. Summits, what happens in other people's summits is the failed garbage losers of the State Department arrange some sort of quote unquote success to come out of the summit, and they have the summit, and the success is pre-baked. Trump's like, no, I just want to talk to the guy. I just want to see what's happening. I actually want to do a summit where we meet and see if we can figure things out. So he gets and he sits down with Putin. We all know exactly what's going on. We do know that Monday he will meet with Zelensky. And Zelensky's bringing all the Europeans along because the Europeans are terrified that Trump's going to get a peace deal. There are a lot of people who are freaking horrified at the thought that Donald Trump is going to be able to bring peace to Ukraine. And they really are. And the Democrats, yeah, Democrats too. Did you see the Democrats? Trump's a loser. He didn't get a peace treaty. He's a loser. And it's like normal people. And this time it like kind of died down quickly because normal people are like, could you shut up? Because I mean, what the hell's wrong with you?
Why do you want more dead Ukrainians?
Yeah, and dead Russians. I mean, the thing is, they're totally willing to have dead
care.
People.
They don't.
Dead Ukrainians, fine if it owns Trump. Dead Russians, fine if it owns Trump. Dead Americans from illegal aliens, if it owns Trump, or from fentanyl, and that owns Trump, that's fine. No, they really don't care if you live or die. And I know that's kind
of... just a number. That's all you
want. No, you don't matter.
You don't.
The only thing that matters is, hey, Ricardo Montalban!
This guy needs to move.
The fuck is wrong with you?
He doesn't understand how green light.
Welcome to Deep Sheet Island, Ricardo Montalban.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
And your bitch Corinthian leather and your shitty Prius.
He's very confused. Oh, he's stopping.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a visitor to our freaking country. Did you hear about the three people who got killed? Because, you know, some, what is it, Hajiminder Singh, illegal alien, got a California commercial driver's license. And, of course, decides I'm going to make a U-turn in the middle of the freeway. So three Americans are dead. And he's like, what's the big deal? There's no value to human life where I come from. It's kind of sad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you're allowed to fucking go.
Okay, honey, you're on a podcast.
I know I'm on a podcast. Oh, okay. Is it a chick or a dude? I can't tell. It's probably a fucking tranny.
Okay.
So, anyway. And I don't mean transmission. So, I'm just sick of the other people. So, but yeah, that, and they don't care about that too. Well, illegal aliens are our country and give them driver's license. If it kills a few Americans, that's okay because it owns the cons. No, they really don't care if you die.
No, they don't.
That's why they're so mad in Washington, D.C. that Trump's going in and preventing, you know, rape, looting, murder. They're, like, mad about it. Have you seen...
He's a tyrant.
Yeah.
He's a dictator.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to that, but the thing with Zelensky is they really want the war to go on because they think that'll make Trump look bad.
Look bad, yeah.
And, you know, and what's funny is the Russians, right, were... like good guys to Democrats. When I was in the Cold War, they were slurping commie toes about the, you know, nuclear freeze movement, which is a KGB sponsored op. And I was like in the Cold War. So now I'm getting lectured by these freaking ugly ass boomer bitches. Right?
Yeah.
No kings! Yeah, fucking no Matlock. No! And you know, I'm the one who knows how to kill Russians. All they know how to be is, you know, serfs. Okay. Was that, are you swalwelling or are you moving my chair?
I'm moving the chair.
You're moving the chair? It sounds like you're swalwelling.
I know, but it's the chair.
And I don't mean banging a mediocre Chinese spy.
It'd be amazing if I...
By the way, you got to hand it to Fang Fang. Homegirl really hopped on a hand grenade for her country. I'm telling, imagine having to allow yourself to be penetrated by Eric Swalwell and to go, you're so good. You're so amazing. Me so horny. Is that how that works? I don't know.
Please don't do that ever again.
What? Don't you like Two Live Crew? So horny, okay. So horny. We love you long time.
What did you say? Why do you?
I love the Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew is amazing. No.
Stop it.
Somebody's got, okay, you mean me. Yeah, well. Oh, we bought lots of antiques there because I love antiquing.
Kurt really does.
I did. Oh, did you see the, did you see that ice cream thing? The big cone?
The big cone.
That was cool. I kind of like that one. Get that for the house. You want a big cone in the house?
The yard?
No. It was a sign. It was like a, like that,
Oh, I don't want that.
Did you see it?
No.
Well, you should at least see it before you diss it.
I'll be honest, no. But I'm pretty sure I don't want it. I'm pretty sure.
Hi, it's time for Decorating Hints with Kurt and Arena here on HGTV.
We still have to hang up. So, we have a lot. We still have to hang up.
We do have to hang up that street sign.
Yeah.
The street sign looks good.
We have a lot of cool things to hang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm always hanged, baby.
All right. What were you talking about?
We were talking about Zelensky and how they're willing to let Ukrainians die because they don't want Trump to get a win.
Yeah, it's really sick.
It's
how they frame it.
They're freaking evil.
Yeah, because it makes people think it's about owning Trump and saving lives. And people would rather own Trump.
They would.
Because really, they don't know any Ukrainians.
I mean, I actually, Trishy, I knew Ukrainians. I'd actually train them.
Honestly, these people are, it's probably made up. It's probably a made up country. Characters in a plot.
Yeah, have you noticed that the people with the Ukrainian flag and their little Twitter emoji are the most likely not to care about Ukrainians dying? Because here's the fact. Oh, look, there's a ambulance at the memory care building. Yeah, that's one thing. I'm sorry mom and dad are gone, but I don't miss the being on a first name basis with the local fire department.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible. Horrible. Awful.
They were very nice, though, for the most part.
No, they're very nice. I mean, they're doing their job, and they're doing it nicely. But see, but they cared about people.
Yes.
They actually went out of their way to help strangers, and Democrats are willing to go out of their way to allow strangers to die, so they think they can score political points, and they're not even scoring political points. It's all for nothing. The whole thing.
Well, and I don't think they really understand the whole sociopolitical...
Well, it doesn't matter to them. It's totally irrelevant. Now, it's not...
The reality of what Ukraine is.
Well, look, they're not gonna... You know? None of it... But none of that matters.
They don't care about the Ukrainians who are actually more ethnically Russian, who actually get a lot of flack.
Well, look, there's a lot of...
Ukrainians.
Yeah, there's a lot of Slav...
Treated very badly.
Yes, I know. I've been there. There's a lot of Slavic stuff going on, and none of it matters. The thing is, it's like when they go, your fully semi-automatic gun is a murder machine that destroys an M16 will blow a hole up the size of a watermelon through someone. And you're like, why? The 5.56 caliber round does not have an exit wound of that particular. None of that matters. It doesn't matter. None of it matters to them. What matters is their objective. Disarm you so you can be used and sodomized by communists.
Oh, that's true.
They keep the war going in Ukraine so that Trump can be owned. None of it matters. So when you start going, well, they just don't know the facts are utterly irrelevant. There's literally nothing that could matter less than the facts. And so I don't even, it's like, you know, I used to argue facts and law. But at least, you know, allegedly that would matter.
Yeah.
When I was doing it as a lawyer and people pay me good money to it, hundreds and hundreds of bucks an hour. And I'm unwilling to do it now because it is irrelevant. And it makes me feel stupid when I'm arguing about something that clearly has no bearing on the thing. Well, if I just rationally explain the facts, they will come to my point of view. No, because the facts have nothing to do with their point of view. Their point of view is whatever they need to score political points at this particular second. So to argue with them is to actually be kind of goofy, because it demonstrates that you're not wise to the okie doke. I like saying the okie doke.
It's fun to say.
The okie doke. The okie doke. It does have a queso.
Okie doke.
I'm wise to the okie doke, bitch.
Okay.
So where are we going to park?
I don't know. We got to find a place to park, and then we got to say goodbye.
No, because we're going to come back.
Until we...
We'll have more. There's going to be more on the...
Lucky people.
I know. People...
Look at you guys.
They're scoring so hard here on Unredacted. So, Washington, D.C. They would rather... The same people with all lives matter, black lives matter in this house.
No, yeah. They don't say all lives matter.
No, they say black lives matter. They say black lives matter. Okay, 90% of the people being killed in Washington, D.C. are black people.
If you say, for some reason, if you say all lives matter, you're a racist.
I am completely in doubt.
I can get loud, too.
Look, if they're not calling you racist, you're screwing up.
This is true.
Again, facts don't matter. It doesn't matter. It could be, no, I like black people. And, you know, that doesn't matter. You could demonstrate. Look, I have a series of notarized statements attesting to my love of African-American people. Now, it doesn't matter. It's not about proving it, because they don't care. They're just saying things as a signal. It's a message. It's a sign of solidarity. It's like when Eric Swalwell goes, Trump is now taking over Washington, D.C. All the murders are on Trump. And there's literally no one on earth who actually says, well, you know, in a proper, rationally and morally constructed universe, all such things would be attributable to Donald Trump under these circumstances. No one's going to do that, because it's just silly. But it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Only power, which is why we've got to execute it ruthlessly, which is why I love what Trump's doing in electrical. Okay, well,
you're back.
I'm sorry.
That's all
right. See, now I'm over here.
Okay, just park there.
All right.
Okay.
Nothing matters.
Nothing.
The thing I love most about this, rather disgraceful display we're seeing in Washington, D.C. is, first of all, it's old boomers, and they're being paid. There's like a company that, you know, Rent a Crowd, and that's like their name. It's like Rent a Crowd. And they got like a 400% increase in crowd business. So they're getting these people out there, and it's all old boomers. Have you seen them?
Well, yeah, Moms for Liberty posted a video of them going out protesting the moms reading Brave books, US, and it's all old people.
I know. It's all
crap. The rainbow flags and stuff. It's not.
Yeah. It's all these retired government employees.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Really disturbing.
Yeah. And I do love it. White people coming into Washington, D.C. to protest to kill more young black men. I mean, that's literally what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because the murders have essentially stopped since Trump, you know, actually decided, no, you aren't going to live like freaking chaos and turn our capital city into a giant cesspool.
If you don't have self-control, well, then we are going to
control you. And the thing is, normal people are like, yay, and Democrats are like, boo! No, more black people should be murdered. But to own Trump! And again, you know, I bring it back again when I point out, hey, they're the real racists. That's kind of lame, because it's so hypocritical, because the whole racist thing, they never cared about it. They don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to them at all. And, you know, these old folks, who none of them live in D.C., right? None of these old people live. They all live in Northern Virginia. And if a black person wandered in their neighborhood, they'd be on the phone to the cops in about 5 seconds. There's a black man in my neighborhood. Come get him. Also, defund the police, but not ours. Just the ones that protect poor people. To even point out, oh, look at the little dog who has just given up. No, I mean, it's not even hypocrisy. It's just straight up evil. And I'm tired of them and I hate them. And, a bunch of them banging on pots. And then the bullhorn thing.
Yeah.
That's another one. Well, their purpose is to annoy.
But they're annoying the people who live there.
Well, yeah, and they're annoying, like, the National Guard guys. And I'm wondering, why the Guard guys don't have weapons? I'm looking at them, and they're not armed. I have questions about that. They should totally be armed. Oh, it'll look like it's militarization. It is. Because you savages have shown yourself completely incapable of running your own city. So we're going to do it for you, you freaking scumbags. I think there's a lot more honesty coming out now. And people are like, not being, well, you know, I don't want to say that because it may offend some people. Well, you know, Washington, D.C. has shown itself incapable of self-rule. So it doesn't get, well, you're racist. It's incapable of self-rule. You know, and you know what? If I said it was capable of self-rule, would you still call me racist? Yeah. Great. I haven't lost anything. Nothing to lose. Why still be fascist if we hadn't kept, you know, black people from murdering black people in great numbers?
Yes.
Because that's right. Yeah. Well, yes, you would. Okay. I haven't lost anything. I have not lost anything.
I'll dare you in a ring.
It's
wild.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you're calling people... Well, it's not logic, though. That's the thing.
Well, it's not logical.
No, it's not logical or rational. It's simply about power. And they don't care who gets killed. So, I'm going to care. See, what you do... What you care about is what you do. It's not what you say. And that really bothers leftists. Because they want to say things.
Yeah.
But not do things. Conservatives are like, I don't care what you say. I want to see what you do. What about all the cities in red states that are full of crime? Well, they're all blue states run by Democrats, except for Dallas. The guy was a Democrat, then he changed. He became a Republican. So there's now one. We'll see how that works. But these are the result of choices. And in Washington, D.C., you've got choices as a president because it's a federal district and he can do what he wants. He can't do that in, you know, Minneapolis, you know, before I am the mayor now gets elected and it becomes even more garbage. Remember the current mayor? He looks like Trudeau.
Yeah.
And he looks like crying at George Floyd's coffin. I'd have taken a giant dump on George Floyd's coffin. Okay. Felonious drug addict, points guns at women, pregnant women. I think a proper tribute to George Floyd is inflected with undigested corn.
George Floyd. That sort of sounded like.
George Floyd.
George.
Yeah. I think there was a statue of him somewhere in D.C. Yeah. And they like removed it. Oh, look at the little wiener dog. And they removed it. They're like, yeah, we're going to burn this. We're going to melt this down because he's garbage. People are getting based. You know, people are just done. They're just done with this shit. I know I'm done with it. I know our listeners are done with it.
Yes, they are. Are they done with
it? It's time for truth. And the leftists are, I hope, they're not quite done with this. We still have a little more to go.
This has to continue.
This has to continue. But look, I think that people are done with it. And they're done with lies. Okay. A minute ago, I said, well, you know, in Washington, they want black people to keep killing black people. Well, it's black criminals killing black people in Washington, D.C. That's what it is. If you don't like it, don't shoot the messenger. Probably not going to get shot because I'm not dealing drugs. or walking home innocently from church or the grocery store after going to get my grandma her, you know, her milk, which happens all the time. There's always some, and it's always some nice kid who's walking home who gets killed.
Yeah.
And you're like, you freaking monsters. Well, that's what's going on there. I don't think you should say, well, you know, we better not step in. Somebody might get offended. Well, you know what I get offended in? I get offended little kids get killed. I get offended that people can't go out in their house. One time during the LA riots, and I was like suburban white kid from San Mateo, right, where Greg Gutfeld grew up there too. And you knew, well, you weren't there. You didn't know it when it was like kind of a nice middle class kind of Brady Bunch area instead of kind of like a lot of rich kids.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was very, very Brady Bunch in its way. And I was on the streets in Los Angeles with a 3rd Battalion 160th Infantry during the riots. And I was going around with the battalion commander. I was his primary staff guy. And I was his primary staff guy in his vehicle. And we go to a park in South Central, right? Because my unit was in Inglewood, which was bad. Everything, literally everything around us except the DMV burned. They didn't burn Astro Burger because I thought the locals would have killed them. But everything else was literally on fire. And it's a bunch of guardsmen with our own guns because we didn't have government ammo.
Yeah.
Because that whole other story. So anyway, we're driving around South Central with our units. And our units were mostly guys from Bullwood, right?
Yeah.
And it was a lot of very tough black and Hispanic guys. And they were taking exactly zero shit from the gangbangers. It was all payback time. And we were not under cop rules. It's like a cop, well, you've used force, you need to write a report. With our guys, it was, I'm going to beat the living shit out of you with the butt of my rifle. And I'm going to leave you in a pile on the ground. And then I'm going to move on. And I'm not even going to call it in. And they were beating the shit out of people. There was one guy mouthing off in a waiting room in one of the hospitals. And he starts mouthing off. A guardsman walks up, butt strokes him, right? With the butt of his right, knocks his ass flat on the ground. And the whole place cheered. just pummeled. So we go through this one park, right? And they clear the park. And when I say clear, you're a hobo, junkie, scumbag, criminal, pervert, loser, mutation. You're freaking gone. I have a right to be. Oh, I'm going now, sir. And they used to call us Ninja Turtles because we would wear all the green armor.
Right.
Anyway, our guys were taking care of business and they cleared the park. And I'm there with Colonel Wenger, who sometimes writes for Town Hall. And we're, you know, inspecting. See what's happening. This black lady runs out to me and hugs me. And I'm like, why is this lady hugging me?
You look like a teddy bear.
Aw. I did look like a teddy bear then, too, about like 70 pounds ago. And she says, thank you all. Thank you so much. Thank you. And we're just kind of like, well, you're welcome. I mean, I don't know. We just, all we did is clear a park. She goes, my kids have never been able to play in this park.
That's so sad.
My kids have never been able to play in this park. And they let that happen. And they're still letting that happen. So don't tell me I'm the bad guy. Don't tell me I'm the fascist. Don't tell me I'm the problem. Okay? I'm the freaking solution. Ruthlessly applied, firm but fair force to ensure that our public spaces are not dominated by the marginal and the scummy. That normal people can be. Remember that park we went to in Lisbon?
Yes.
Beautiful park, urban park. And in LA or any other big city, be covered with degenerate scumbags, graffiti. No, it's normal. Kids are playing. Old people are playing chess. Young lovers are, you know, strolling through the park. It was beautiful.
It was really nice.
And remember, we were just like, holy cow.
We're like, this doesn't look right.
This doesn't look right. It doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah.
And Trump's saying it's not, it doesn't have to be this way. And the left is like, no, no, it has to suck. You have to suffer.
What was interesting about that park, too, it was very multicultural.
This, oh, I mean, for Portugal, they didn't have a lot of.
Well,
immigrants. Not a lot, a few. We met one guy who was. They have some, but not a lot.
They're mostly Brazilian.
Or Mozambican.
Or Mozambican.
Who are, so I guess, speak Portuguese.
Right. So they do have some of the Portuguese.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't all white. And it wasn't all any one thing. It was a nice mixture of people. And they were just being
lovely. Everyone was so freaking normal there. And no one was worried about it. And you know what we didn't see? A ton of cops.
Yeah.
We saw a few.
Too, yeah.
And all the cops were very stylish. And they looked tough.
Yeah.
But they weren't jerking anyone around.
But nobody was being.
No one's afraid of them.
You didn't see homeless people just.
No bums.
Panhandling or.
Well, I was listening to Tucker, and I got some beefs with Tucker, but some other things. Free mattress! No thanks. I got some beefs with some of the things Tucker said lately, but other things were very intelligent. He's like, you know, we ought to take addicts off the street and force them into, rehab, which means withdrawal, cold turkey withdrawal. None of this methadone crap. No more drugs. You sit there, you sweat it out, you know. And he said, I did when I got off of alcohol. He said, I had withdrawals. I didn't realize he was that bad into alcohol, and that's why he doesn't drink, but okay. But I'm like, yes! You're not doing anyone a favor letting them be a freaking zombie or mentally ill.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're the good guys. You're not the good guys. You're the freaking bad guys. You're the problem. And we're back to where we were. Lives don't matter as long as it owns Trump and owns the and owns us. This is all to punish us for being who we are. Well, fuck you.
So for wanting decency,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tradition and decency.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, fuck you. Okay? You can keep fucking that chicken.
Oh, boy.
But I'm done. And I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you think about me. You're not going to shame me or nag me or pester me into compliance. You want to fucking fight? Let's fight. You want to have it out? Let's effing go. Because I am sick of it. I am sick of it. I'm sick of your fucking savagery, your barbarity, your freaking scumbag commie leftist piece of shit. Anyway, I think we're going to earn the, watch out, graphic language. But I gotta tell you, I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
Graphic language.
I'm pissed.
But he's very angry. He's very upset.
I'm very angry. There's no excuse for this. We don't have to live this way. But we can live well. And you live even better if you follow me on Twitter. If you get my new book, American Apocalypse, The Second American Civil War, or Arena and I's book, Los Angeles, Silver Bullets on a Sunset Strip, those will improve your life. Read me every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Watch my stream of consciousness on Friday. Thank you all for being VIP members. I promise if we do have a cruise, I'm not going to get as angry as I just got.
Don't make promises. You can't keep.
Roger. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.